Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was just telling Jason that I think we're going to make it with this. We had rain a couple days ago. We had rain yesterday. The grass is probably going to recover. It looks like we're going to be able to feed our cows. We're able to secure some hay at $60 a bale, twice as much as it was last year, but it's still the best bargain around. And we were able to get just enough to get us through without having to sell the herd. I'm just delighted. Thank you, Jason. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you. How are you doing today, Vince?
I'm just excited. I'm really excited. It looks like, you know, we're going to survive this drought. I mean, it's terrible. Really, really terrible. And it's not just us. I mean, a whole bunch of farmers are in a lot of trouble. And it looks like we spent a lot of time thinking this through, looking through historical information, looking at what we thought was the forecast. And we made our decision to buy, about 50,000 pounds of hay, which should be just enough to get us through with what we got with our first cutting. And we might even get a small, very light second cutting. So it's working. The ground is now damp. The grass is recovering. It's going to seed early. It's not going to be the best hay, but I think it's going to work. So I'm excited. Hey, Rich, I had a question for you.
You bet.
I was mentioning to Jason, you know, you and I have been broadcasting together for a really long time. And I was trying to figure out exactly how we met. I think I know. Do you know?
I think, weren't you in my prison guard in jail?
Well, I was just, there were many prison guards.
No.
Rich, you know, it's hard to remember everybody in the cell block. It really is.
Yeah, and especially with social distancing and all that crap.
Right.
No, seriously, I think, gosh.
You want me to tell you what I think?
I think I was on, what's his name, John, when I went to your, spoke at your expo, gosh, it has to be close to 10 years ago, I guess, now.
Yeah.
What was 10 years ago.
John Moore?
John Moore, yeah, CRS syndrome. We all know what that is. That's what I'm affected with when you get into your 60s. Anyway, long story short, I was on his show a lot. And, you know, I just been on a lot of different broadcasts over the years. And I think that's how we indirectly met is and it could have been you ran into my book.
See, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was.
I really can't.
Okay.
I
can't either.
Direct phone call because someone might have told me or you to call each other because of what I was doing on the radio and the book.
Okay, I think it was, and I can't be 100% sure, but it jives with what you're saying. I believe it was your publicist for the book who sent me an email and said, you're really going to like this guy. At that time, I got called and emailed by a lot of book publishers saying, this guy or that guy has, you know, the greatest book. You know, you need to interview him. And my response was always the same. Tell you what, I don't buy books and read them and then call the author. But what I will do is I'll read the blurb, and if I like the idea, then if you'll send me a copy of the book, I will read the book. And if I like the book, and if I believe it, then I'll contact the author. But I'm not going to just have someone on and not read the book. So I read the book many times, and my copy has got all kinds of yellow highlighter in it, which is something I never did in college. I didn't highlight books. But I think that, you know, now that I'm a little more seasoned, I want to go back to specific parts. And so I highlight areas that I think are really important. And I read the book many times, and I'm talking about One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. That's the title of your book. I read it, and I liked it. I really liked it, and I thought, gosh, this guy and I are on the same page. So I think that's part of how it happened. But it might not be all of it. It might be what you said with John Moore, because at the time I was involved with Republic Broadcasting and John Stadtmiller. So, you know, it could have been all of the above. But I think a big portion of it was your book, and I liked that. And I don't listen to
other... how accurate it turned out.
Absolutely.
Almost 10 years later. It's very scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you called it right. Rich, at this time of the year, you have a tradition. Actually, it's a life-saving tradition that you partake. What are you going to be doing in the next, several weeks?
I take off some time in the fall, folks. I've been doing this every year. And if you've been listening to USAPrepares.com, I've been on this broadcast and others for over 10 years, and I typically take the fall off. And what I do in the fall, it's not just hunting and fishing and gathering food and meat, but it's harvesting the garden, it's getting firewood. It's basically being an ant and not a grasshopper, because we live in a log cabin with a wood cook stove. I guess I got to remind people how we live. We have no hot water heater, no pressure tank. And if I don't get 9 to 10 cords of wood in for an average winter, we freeze. That's just the bottom line. And, as we get older, it gets more and more difficult to do for obvious reasons. As we get, weaker, more frail, less energy, whatever it is. But I still appreciate this lifestyle because it keeps me moving, keeps me healthier. I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis in my late 30s, and I lost like 35% of my muscle on my right side. I've gained some of it back. My right side's still a lot smaller than my left side. You can see it when I wear like a baggier shirt, T-shirt. It just kind of droops over, but I still do most things, and I do things with moderation and modification. So I need the time going into winter to get my ducks in a row. I always say, think about the simple things, the basics, food, water, shelter, and energy. And being that I live off-grid, I got to do certain things to prepare my batteries for the winter also. I've pretty much been doing this for over 14 years, so it's not that big of a deal. But all the other things, just getting ready for winter, when you live without a hot water heater, I live without a pressure tank, I have no traditional running water, no traditional flushing toilet. So there's certain things that has to be done in order to survive. I don't just step into a bathtub and run a hot bath. It just doesn't work that way. I have to take buckets and heat it on the stove and use the 20-gallon hot water reservoir in addition to heating buckets on the stove in order to take a hot bath. So there's, what a lot of people take for granted, where they can just turn on the faucet and the hot water heater and pressure tank kicks in, I don't have that. So I have to prepare for basically a couple hours of heating water on a wood cook stove in order to prepare a bath. and that's just the way it goes. So everything's a little slower here, and that's okay. You know, I chose to do this, and I realized, and you all know my background, you know, 3 college degrees are worthless. I basically was in a position where I lost several careers because, as my attorneys told me, I didn't have victim group status or group self-pity points. So we're in an era of our country that you're not going to get a job based on merit. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, standards. You've heard me give thousands of examples on this. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Okay, our country is no longer legitimate. It's basically a consolidation of power, money, and control. So the elite can literally control everybody else. So if they want depopulation, so if they don't want us to use natural resources, they want to save them for themselves. These are all the things that they're doing, and we've proved it with published articles in the public domain. So we have to not just think outside the box, we have to live outside the box. That's the way it goes.
Rich, you mentioned that it takes about 9 to 10 cords of wood to heat your house. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
That's an average winter.
Yeah.
So if we have, and I'm probably a little over half prepared for that, but if we have a rough winter, I'm going to need even more.
So I just wanted our class to understand. Class, when you think about wood, there's this misconception that if you have like a half a pickup truck load of wood, you're going to be in good shape for the winter. That's absolutely not true. So Rich said that 9 to 10, let's just use the number 10 because it's easy for radio arithmetic. A pickup truck with a full-size bed, not one of these pickup trucks with a short bed, not one of these pickup trucks with the rear seats in it, or the extended type cab. I'm talking about a basic pickup truck with a bench seat in the front, no back seats, with an 8-foot bed. That's what I have. I have a standard work truck, 8-foot bed. And it's about 4 feet wide, 8 feet long, and the box, the bed box, is about 2 feet high. So if you were to fill that to the top of the bed box with wood and pack it tightly, that's one half a cord, one half. So Rich uses about 20 pickup truck loads of wood to heat his house for the winter. So I just wanted to give you a visual example, you know, through radio, as to how much wood we're talking about. It's a lot.
Keep in mind, too, even though the majority of the wood comes from my land, you still got to often cut down the trees. And I, by the way, I've bought 3 truckloads of cured, if you will, or dry firewood over the years. So I'll do that to have a little backup in case, you know, things go wrong. But, you know, when I harvest trees on my property, it's mostly dead trees. Sometimes if a tree is getting too close to a structure or it's going to lean over and fall and create a root ball, things like that, then I'll cut that down. But you got to chop the tree down, then you got to limit, then you got to bucket, then you got to pick up the bucks and then put it in with, most of the time it's in my UTV. Sometimes if it's on a main trail, I'll use a pickup. Like the other day, I had a couple friends come over and they helped load wood that I had curing on the ground after being cut. Now, after a couple trips with the UTV, I got a little nervous and I used my pickup truck on a wider part of the road because my UTV was the fan was coming on, so in other words, it was getting hot. I didn't want to start a fire.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, you were talking about how you were using your UTV for firewood, and the cooling fan came on, and you were concerned that you might start a fire, so you used your pickup truck. And those are, class, those are the kind of things that we do. And this lifestyle that Rich lives, that we live, is one of preparing. It's one of, you're in charge of you. If you don't do it, well, it's your fault. If you do do it, good for you. If you make a mistake, well, you learn not to do that again. You look up, you look down, you look at the weather. And what Rich is doing is he knows for certain that it's going to get cold soon. And he's going to need more firewood. And he's going to need more meat and more fish. And he needs to can and process from his garden. Those are the things he needs to do. He needs to save the seeds. All of those things. And take care of the animals. Make sure he has enough food and shelter prepared for the animals. That's what we do. And that's why when we get calls here on the air, which we take very few of, and we're not taking calls today, but we can answer them. Because it's not like we read about it and said, well, we've got to figure out what we read and try to remember what we read. We actually live this lifestyle. I'm talking about farming. I'm talking off-grid. Gwyneth's off-grid. Rich is off-grid. We're off-grid and on-grid. I mean, we can go off-grid, on-grid, or hybrid at the flip of a switch. So, you know, we generate our own electricity. Yeah, Kyle and Sharon have done that as well. So it's a lifestyle, and it's something that is probably going to be necessary to survive what's coming. We're all going to be using less. We're all going to be more frugal. No matter how frugal you are now, you're going to be more frugal There's going to be hunger. There's going to be starvation. It's all coming. It's all engineered. It's all by design. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow with Gwyneth and on Thursday with Kyle, we're going to be discussing the unthinkable. I'm not kidding. It's something that we believe is going to happen in our future. We don't want it to happen, but there's nothing we can do to prevent it. It will happen. It's happened historically over and over and over again. And we're going to try to flesh out what you can do before it happens, while it's happening. And I really don't want to say exactly what it is. You'll find out tomorrow, and you'll find out on Thursday. But it's horrible, and it's coming, and there's no stopping it. Rich, any comments?
No. What I like to do, Vince, because time's running quick here, and we discussed, we brought it up last week, our theme today. We don't always have a theme, but sometimes I do, and the theme today is basically to, I want people to see how stupid that the powers that be really think we are. And I have similar categories, if you will, from election fraud to economics to healthcare to basically overall climate change, overall corruption. And this is why we are here, folks. We're here because of a lot of the psyops. We're here because a lot of people think it's a left-right paradigm. It's very little of that. We're here because people refuse to not be politically correct because they're afraid to be on a list, be called a name, you know, not be liked. There's truth is the only savior, folks, because why would you even listen to any program, this program, any program, if you knew that we were going to blow smoke up your keister? There are no more experts. There are no more official authorities, okay? It basically, whether it be journalists, it doesn't matter what it is, any organization, especially government, any institution, any big corporation, they've betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their profession. It's going to be up to you to make your own decisions. That's why we always say read, research, and verify. Don't believe a word we say. You know, like one of the articles right here, and I use published articles in the public domain purposely. I want to make sure that a lot of these words are not coming from personal opinion. They're coming from facts, from evidence, from proof, from truth, because that's where value comes from. And if value isn't earned, then work has been delegitimized, and I've proved that a gazillion times. Science no longer trustworthy. British Medical Journal suggests all health research should be considered fraudulent and proven otherwise. Absolutely true. And we're going to come back with more of these type of articles after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People in Mississippi's capital are set to lose running water for an undetermined amount of time. Governor Tate Reeves made the announcement Monday night. A major pump at Jackson's main water treatment facility was damaged, and the city has been using backup pumps since monsoons wreaked havoc on the area. Until it's fixed, there will be no reliable drinking water in Jackson, which will impact up to 180,000 people. The redacted FBI search warrant has left America with more questions than answers, as many accuse the DOJ and the FBI of going after President Trump for political reasons. Republican Kash Patel on Fox News is calling foul, as the FBI intentionally left his name unredacted, causing his life to be threatened.
As a former national security prosecutor and Peter Strzok as a counterintelligence head agent knows that American citizens' names and search warrants are supposed to be redacted. This DOJ, with the same leadership that authorized the Russiagate, is now back in charge, had gone in to intentionally lift the redaction of just my name and then redact the next seven consecutive pages. It was totally for political purposes. They don't care about the threats to my life, the racist message, and the hatred I see every day now, because they are publicly advertising for me to fail, to go to jail, and to be harmed.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
you've
got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, how stupid do they think we are?
Got about 4 hours worth of data to prove it. Obviously, we're not going to have time to go through it all, but I'll go through what I can, Vince. I'm just going to go through published articles in the public domain, folks, so you can see how they push propaganda. And you've heard me say many times how it's propaganda, false flags, hoaxes, lies, and gaslighting. And I've given thousands of examples over the years to prove that. So this next article here is UN recruited over 100,000 digital first responders to push its own COVID narrative. It doesn't matter what narrative it is. It could be election fraud narrative. It could be climate change narrative. It could be, oh, no inflation narrative. Cover-ups and you know, crime narrative. It doesn't matter what it is. We have to be aware of the powers that be, whether it be the UN or a Soros bought and paid for person, it doesn't matter, gives misinformation, blocks it, bans it, censorship. This is, we're living in an Orwellian tech platform that is no longer validated. Every baby in the forest can see what's going on. So basically, if you tell the truth, you are going to be squelched one way or another. So we have to be aware of this, and we have to be aware that when you read something, it needs to be verified. It needs to be vetted, okay, especially if it comes from Washington or mainstream media, for example. Another one. Gates Institute quietly drops population control from its name. Look, again, everybody who does 5 minutes of reading per day has read about Bill Gates and his family being eugenicist. Everybody knows this. We've seen him on video talking about population control. We've seen him be a proponent of this vaccine, which we've given, I don't know how many injuries and deaths regarding this bioweapon. It's, you know, when you just because you drop a name or change a definition, it doesn't change the outcome, folks. Next, a little climate change here. I can do the rest of the broadcast with this, but because of time, I'm not going to do this. But I'm going to basically give some bullet points here. We must realize how lucky we are. Everybody will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. New York Times, 1969. I'm giving quotes here. The oceans will be dead as Lake Erie in less than a decade. Wetlands Daily Facts, 1970. Scientists predicts a new ice age by 21st century. Air pollution may obliterate the sun. See, they knew that Gates and company and all these people were going to want to dim the sun. See how they do this? Guess who said that? Boston Globe, 1970. This has been planned for many years, people. All of it. All of it. Designed. Next. The world could be as little as 50 or 60 years away from a disastrous new ice age, says leading atmospheric scientists predicts. Washington Post, Time Herald, 1971. You see where we're going here, folks? I'm quoting again. Dear Mr. President, we feel obligated to inform you of the results of the scientific conference held here recently. The main conclusion of the meeting was that global deterioration of climate, yada, 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 Brown University Department of Geological Sciences, 1972. You getting the point here, folks? Climatological Cassandras, that was a sobriety test right there, are becoming increasingly apprehensive for weather aberrations they are studying, yada, yada, yada. Time Magazine, 1974. A senior UN environment official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Associated Press, 1989. Unless drastic measures to reduce greenhouse gases are taken within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return. Former Vice President Al Gore, 2006, and even AOC says the world's going to end in 12 years. People, this is the reason why they say it's climate change hoax. Climate change, we've talked about this many times, is solar activity, pole shifts, and the man-made geoengineering. Next, climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. This was a video, 1978. Can't make this stuff up, people. What are the odds? Next article. The U.S., Europe, Africa, and China are all simultaneously experiencing droughts of epic proportions. Now, how can the U.S., Europe, Africa, and China, that create the majority of the food, how come they're experiencing droughts of epic proportions. Well, radical drought caused by military weather weapons, Dane Wigginton. I urge everybody, we've talked about this. Vince just recently interviewed him. I'm looking at USAWatchdog.com. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Please do your own studying. Do your own reading. There's so much information on hundreds of patents in order to change weather. This is not, you know, some conspiracy theorist. You've got to read it. Now, I tried really hard to verify this. You know, basically it's ending with climate truth. And I only read this one time, but I'm going to read this. Basically, it talks about sources of U.S. electricity generation in 2021. Well, apparently, wind turbine blades are filled with Amazon balsa wood. So I just want you, as I mention this, I want you to think about wind power and how environmentally sound it is, and there's some sarcasm in that statement. 371,000 turbines on Earth, 70,000 turbines in America, and they wear out on average in 20 years. 75, 60-foot trees to make blades for one turbine. So that equals 5,250,000 trees for all American turbines. 27,825,000 trees for worldwide turbines. And a lot of that is harvested by slave labor, by children, and drug cartels, and China destroying big swaths of rainforest. So do your reading and research, and lift up rocks and look at some uncomfortable data. You got to do your homework, folks. This isn't about being green. This is about ushering in tyranny and major depopulation and eliminating energy and food and the consolidation of power, money, control. Next, government architectural plans have been sent to the counter-signal revealing Trudeau's sinister plans to install firearms armories for a militarized climate police force. So basically, if you're even a farmer, you could be arrested for climate change. So this Ministry of Climate Change is building a new facility that will be home to firearms armory, interrogation rooms, biological labs, and media relations offices, controlled quiet rooms, and intelligence facilities. People, what's another word for this? Brown shirt recruiting. Mercenaries. That's exactly what that is. It's just like the 87,000 IRS agents. Top killer in Alberta, deaths from ill-defined and unknown cases. Do you really believe that all these people dying of all age groups and demographics from sudden adult death syndrome, what they call SADS, with words like unknown deaths, do you really believe it's about trusting the sciences and safe and effective? This is how dumb they think you are. People, this is a psyop. This is narrative shaping. This is propaganda. You have to be aware of that. Okay. I'm moving on here because I have a lot of information. U.S. government paying behavioral science influence groups to generate new interventions to brainwash more Americans into taking the COVID vaccines. You know what the title of this article is? Obey. That's how dumb they think you are. And I hope I have time, Vince. I want to mention some healthcare articles as well. A little election fraud here, folks. This is from Donald Trump, and I believe it's his Truth Social platform. It could be Twitter, but I think it's his Truth Social. And I'm going to quote it. So now it comes out conclusively that the FBI buried the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election, knowing that if they didn't, Trump would have had easily won the 2020 presidential election. This is a massive fraud and election interference, at a level never seen before in our country. Remini, declare the rightful winner, or this would be the minimal solution. Declare the 2020 election irreparably compromised and have a new election immediately. Absolutely. Folks, and by the way, a little side note, go to frankspeech.com and click on Save Your Country. This is Mike Lindell's website. And basically, again, voter fraud has been proven. And he gives instructions on what cast votes do. And you only have 3 days left to go into your county records and request this. He gives all the instructions step by step. And it's basically, it's going to give election fraud evidence again, despite all the thousands of pieces of election fraud that's out there. Next, I have several articles here, and it's very lengthy, and I'm just going to get bullet points here again because of time. And basically, it's the Moscow World Standard. Basically, Russia and the BRICS nations are basically going to create legitimacy in gold, if you will. And there's a lot of concern about the LBMA, which is the London Bullion Market Association, taking over the criminal syndicate, if you will. And that's one of the reasons why the COMEX is always called the CRIMEX. And, you know, outside of energy export, gold, I believe, is the number one export, as much as $15 billion out of Russia. So we're in very precarious times right now, folks, because, you know, Russia hasn't fit into the SWIFT system. And we know that I have a chart in front of me here that shows how gold in U.S. dollars is so low compared to other currencies. So this is going to be very interesting to see what happens, because the world reserve currency status is the U.S. dollar. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned 87,000 IRS agents. And, of course, Klaus, you've seen on Breitbart.com, quote, that there's a job listing for the position of IRS criminal investigation special agents, and they must, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force, end quote, in order to carry out their duties. Rich, I have read over and over for about 4 years now that the revenue keeps hitting new highs at the federal level. So why, if revenue is at an all-time high for year after year after year for 4 years, why are we hiring IRS agents and letting them know prior to on a listing for the posting for the agents, the special agents, that they must be willing to use deadly force? Doesn't it sound something like, oh, I don't know, maybe 1938, 1939 in Germany?
Well, not just Germany, Stalin, Lenin. Look, what they're trying to do is create a big divide between the haves and the have-nots. And the have-nots are going to be at least about 93% of income earners. Just like last week, do you remember when I went over the PPP loans? You know, Reese Witherspoon, Jay-Z, all these celebrities who are getting hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars of loans forgiven.
Yeah, billionaires and multi-millionaires. Famous names.
Just press a button and print money. What they're doing is making the final divide. What they do is they say, okay, you want to be famous, you want to have money, then you've got to sell our narratives. That's how they do it. And it's just so obvious that, I mean, they're giving away money by the millions and making everybody poorer for it. So they got to squash the little guy to make sure they don't have prosperity, to make sure they don't have skill sets, and to mostly distract them with bread and circuses, dumb them down, and especially use divide and conquer strategies on them. And I got some of those articles today. Vince, is it okay if I continue?
Yeah, I just want to put an exclamation point on that. Yesterday I called the Industrial Development Authority in our county, and what they do is they help businesses, build manufacturing companies. So I called them up and I said, so y'all have grants, right? And they, to cut it short, they said, well, we have grants for not-for-profit organizations, and we lend money to businesses. So the Industrial Development Organization that gets money from people who haul trash. They've got a revenue stream that's almost unending. They are not in the business of industrial development, because industrial development never happens with not-for-profit organizations. There's no such thing as a not-for-profit steel manufacturing company or a not-for-profit automobile manufacturing company. So what a misleading organization. They gave $60,000 in the past, reportedly, to Baker Creek Seed in order to study the effect of taking some of the bends out of the road on the way to Baker Creek Seed. Baker Creek Seed is down the road from our farm. $60,000 to study eminent domain. They gave money to the Laura Wilder Ingalls House for improving the parking lot, for parking and letting people have electricity out in the parking lot, like another $60,000. So you're absolutely right, Rich. It's who are you, who you are, and are you selling the narrative? Anybody else? You want to create a business? They're not interested. That's my take. Back to you.
Well, look, do you really think it is selling narrative? How many articles have we given regarding, like, healthcare? You get the grant, you get the subsidies, you get the money, if the narrative is sold from the very beginning. That's how they do it. Do you really think Sabatini and Laura Loomer in Florida lost? That's called fake rigged elections. Basically, that's why we need everybody to vote on election day in person to stand a chance on breaking these algorithms. Because Sabatini and Laura Loomer, they stood for principle, they stood for rule of law, and they couldn't be bought and corrupted. That's why they lost. Do you really think there's 50 or 500 genders, people? Do you really think Epstein killed himself? Do you really think Donald Trump colluded with Russia when it's been proven that Hillary and the DNC, through hiding emails and did all this? It's been proven. Do you think the P dossier was real? Do you think the Mueller trial was real and not fake theater? Do you think Democrat whistleblowers were real? Do you think the central bank system isn't corrupt? Do you think the Bidens aren't connected with Russia and China? Do you think election integrity is true? Do you think Joe Biden really won the election? Do you think Kavanaugh is a gang rapist? Do you think there was weapons of mass destruction? Do you think the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA didn't sell out Americans? You don't think conservatives aren't censored? Please, send me money and I'll send you a bridge. If you think otherwise, we'll be right back.
And do you think that COVID was not a bioweapon? We'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.